This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's a show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here. I thought it was funny in the last segment. We just wanted to bring up the, would you date someone who votes to the party that you don't vote for, somebody that's on the other side.
Ooh.
And you guys, the only person that answered the question was the person who's been married for 27 now going on 28 years. Yeah. And I answered not only on my behalf, but on my child's behalf.
Yes.
And neither of you chimed
neither
in.
Neither the unmarried
neither
people
of you
did.
Said whether or not that's a deal breaker.
Well,
well done, tap dancers.
I wasn't trying to tap dance, but I got two things about this. One, can we at some point revisit the fact that Amy reached the end of Hinge?
Not yet.
She went through the entire...
Not until you stop tap dancing.
I'm not tap dancing.
You are.
But the reality is, I think you can be on opposite ends of the spectrum politically if you can have a conversation with one another about it. Or you could just avoid the conversations altogether, I suppose.
Because we're not saying... The question wasn't, would you marry someone... Would you date someone from the other party? So you're saying yes.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. It's just about whether or not you can have conversations, whether or not each of you are willing to listen to the other person and at least take their perspective, even if you disagree. Or I suppose, but I wonder if it's unhealthy in a relationship to not talk about it at all because it is such an important part of life now. Like we were talking about during the last segment, in the 90s, in the early 2000s, I guess, the first couple of years of it, prior to the, I would say the Bush-Gore election, that first one in 2000 is when things started to kind of turn that way. And then after 9/11, it really started to ramp up. So leading up to that, I never cared about that stuff, especially when we're talking about your dating profile, your dating pool. I never thought about politics because I didn't care about that. But right now, I feel like as long as you can have the conversation or just avoid it. But again, like I said, is
That's
it healthy to not talk
to
about
say
it?
Yes.
Well, Kevin, I want to explain why I feel that way. So what kind of segment is it if you go, would you do that? Yes.
Okay, Mr. Let's, filibuster.
Amy,
you know anybody that can do anything about the filibuster?
Well, it's got to be not this guy sitting to my right.
Do you guys not want an explanation, you idiots?
Man, you
mean, you want an explanation, do you not?
Oh, man, it's like
would
nobody's ever made fun of you.
Someone from the opposite party. Well, back,
you guys are idiots.
Back in 1872.
1972.
Well, no, but don't you want to know the reason behind why I say that stuff? I mean, it's germane to the conversation.
And I don't want any germane things. Here's the...
You mad, bro?
Yes. At both of you.
I think you can, absolutely. And here's the thing. The political parties, it's a political spectrum. And once you maybe jump over to one side of the line, you may happen to be more conservative or Republican and you jump on the other side. But if you're both on the extremes of the left and the right, there would just be too much friction.
You're probably not going to meet. I'm serious. You're probably not if you're that far.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Really?
I think you can meet.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're a person who's out and about, where you meet people, you could still, it's not like you're meeting your dating partners at political rallies.
Here's what is so key for me is politics is not the end all be all. For me, faith would be far more important. I would think that it would be harder if you're both very convicted in your faith or your religion. That would be harder to reconcile than politics. Do you know what I mean? Like your worldview. There has to be some way where you're looking in the same direction, a greater motivation or belief system, which you can find the common ground. To me, that's more important than politics. And I think because so many people are in the middle too. And then I guess with that, I'm thinking more of marriage because I'm thinking about raising kids and how you're going to raise kids. And that can be done. So with dating, I think it'd be more concerning if you automatically write someone off because they're in the opposite political party. That's something I'd say, wow, that guy is pretty close-minded.
Good. See, you guys passed. Good job.
Well, what about the question
Kevin.
I asked? What question did you ask?
There were so many words. Like,
sorry.
Couldn't find it in there.
That's usually reserved for me. I'm usually Mr. Wordsmith. Too many words.
I apologize for explaining myself. never again on this talk show will I talk.
Ranji, stop being Ranji.
But listen, What this is? It's an honest to God question. Is it unhealthy in a relationship now?
Mm-hmm.
Because like we've been saying, 20 years ago, you didn't talk about it. But now, can you not talk about it and have a relationship?
You're looking at me. I mean, my wife and I grew up together. We were 19 when we met.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, our opinions and views grew together. Like, we were both in a spot at the beginning where it's like, nobody, it's Gen X. We didn't care.
I wonder if people grow apart in that, though, too.
We did not.
Some people might.
Well, going back to your original question, I think it depends on why you're not talking about it. If neither of you are truly interested in politics, it wouldn't come up that often. But if you are purposely avoiding it because it only causes friction, my guess is that there might be some deeper issues that are also going to manifest themselves in other ways. But as long as there's certain understandings and you can have the conversation, it should not be a deal breaker. I don't know. I'm probably making people mad, but
I don't think it should be a deal breaker.
Depending
either?
On where they're at, I guess.
I guess. I mean, if you have such extreme views and you cannot get along talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's fascinating to me that now it matters. And I don't think it's about being older. I think it's just about the environment now.
It could be that extreme views are just a Petri dish for conflict.
Oh, God.
Or a porthole into our minds. Amy's like, damn it. People don't know it. I mean, obviously the peach tree dish everything gets at this point, but Amy and I were doing a show out at the SLU, the Billikens Golf Classic,
best.
And we're talking about Yuri Collins, and he entered the transfer porthole. And actually the transfer portal.
Portal. And and Kevin's like, he's not on a boat.
Yeah.
It was
not,
the transfer porthole.
Yeah. So I dropped that in.
This is why Amy couldn't find anybody on Hinge.
What was your other question? You had another question.
No, that was the question.
The Hinge one. First of all, that's an odd name for a dating app.
Hinge?
I don't think it's
just
odd.
Just because of the connotation of someone unhinged. I don't know. Just,
well, that's why it's not called Unhinged.
I know, but it's still, that's the first thing Hinge. I thought when you said it.
Hinge, like you're connected, like a door to a frame.
Aw.
You fit. That's what you're trying to do, right? That's the whole purpose? But Amy's parameters for dating, and I know we talked about this yesterday, but it's worth repeating. The parameters she set, she wanted somebody between 3 feet tall and 7 feet tall.
That was what
you
had to pay to not have those parameters.
You had to be at least,
that's the default.
You had to be at least 3 feet tall.
And up to 7 feet.
Yes.
8-footers need not apply, I guess.
Still couldn't find anybody.
Here in my car, I have to sing this. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.